This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on Open Land Fun Sunday. It is 6 o'clock. In the Bayou City, and I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
And I'm Johnny B. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Not much, Captain Mick. Just talking to you, enjoying the day so far.
In AT&T Sportsnet, you were looking at those super bronze red fish.
Oh, yeah, those were cool. I was like, man, looking like they're pulling giant pennies out of the water.
Yeah, they're copperbacks.
That's one to call it.
You know, and when you get real clean, clear water conditions, you know, whether they're shallow or deep and a lot of sunshine, well, they just light up. But we call them lit up when they're like that. They're beautiful.
That's cool looking.
It is cool looking. Oh, no doubt about that, buddy. All right. Well, what do we got here? We got anybody hanging on or anything like that? Oh, my goodness. We got them. The board is filling up in this final hour. Well, let's get started off with Harry Detant, and then we'll go to the rest of our callers on the board. Harry, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning there, Mickey. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Can't do any better than I am right now. How's it going with you?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had pretty good. We had a pretty good turnout here at the lake yesterday. Everything went real well. It took a real slow start. I don't know for why, but it did. But I don't know, about 10:30 or 11, everything kind of bloomed and people started coming out real heavily. And then we had a good day. We got a little bit of rain yesterday afternoon, late. The lake did, actually it came up overnight a little bit. We're slightly above normal pool. We was about 6 inches down. And now we're about, maybe two inches above normal pool.
Right.
But the release is still like, I think, a little 1,260 or 70 cubic feet a second, so not a whole lot. But
Dallas area up the watershed got a lot of rain earlier in the week. They were getting a lot of rain up there.
Yes. So yeah, that'll be coming down into the lake. So anyway, everything went real well yesterday. The weather was nice. You know, did see a few fish come in. Yesterday, not a lot of people fishing. Most of them just kind of doing holiday things, cooking out and water skiing and tubing and stuff like that. But it was a nice holiday. It sure was. I guess we got two more days to go of it. It should
today and tomorrow. Yeah, yep. And be back to normal, whatever that is.
Well, you know, Mickey, the party's over then. Because, you know, this is the last holiday of the season, and I'll guarantee you there'll be more corn feeders and deer blinds and stuff like that going on than fishing. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they've, you know, in years past, you know, down here in Livingston, people, they'll come to me and they'll say, let's get something started for this fall, you know, to kind of break the slump. But I'll tell them, I said, you know, in East Texas, there's a natural happening. You know, in the springtime, all the guys, they all go fishing. They do that. And then about this time in the fall, everybody goes deer hunting. And if you can change that pattern, I guarantee you got some real stroke. I mean,
Yeah, buddy.
You're just not going to do it. So anyway, and it's a good pattern. I mean, it really is. Everybody has a real good time and looking forward to everything. It's been a good year up here on the lake this summer. I mean, you know, the boat dealers down here, I think, I was by C&H's there the other day, and I looked over here, and he does not have one new boat sitting on
no,
his door.
No, this COVID deal has created a nightmare on boats. I mean, everybody's just run out of boats. They've sold everything.
There's no boats. There's no jet skis or nothing. He had a whole line of used boats earlier today, and this year, and sold every one of those early. Now, here in the last couple of weeks, he's picked up some used boats. I don't know exactly where they came from,
right?
But everybody's pretty well sold out around the lake, and I think and oh my gosh, you know, I mean, people was looking for RV trailers, but I guarantee you. I had several people in yesterday looking for RV trailers, and it's coming off of the hurricane over around Lake Charles. And so, you know, boats and RV trailers, they're pretty much in the van right now. They sure are.
Yes.
I mean, people are wanting them. But anyway, we're going to have a good day anyway. It's a little bit hazy out yonder today. I mean, you know, it's... Tell you the truth, Mickey, you know, it's still pitch dark out yonder, and here it is, 6 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, I know. Well,
I mean, it
summer's over.
It's over. We was dark the other night, I think about 8:15 or 8:20 maybe, something like that. And right now, you know, I mean, it looks like midnight out yonder, not a lot going on. But anyway, we'll make it right on through, sure will. I am starting to see some of these nice hybrids pop up here around the lake.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. And I've got one friend, he fishes north upriver, and he's starting to look at them in the river channel and on. And then normally about this time you'll find them upriver in the deeper holes and stuff. But he's kind of looking into that. And Maybe we'll get into some of that. I don't know.
Y'all probably got a pretty good flush of hybrids, you know, with all that severe flooding we had last few years. A lot of them come from upstream down to the lake to you.
We did. I mean, that's exactly where we got them, Mickey, because I guarantee you, that was 3 years ago, I believe, when the lakes up above us overflowed and everything else. We was running, 80,000 cubic feet a second through the dam and everything else. I mean, it was terrible. But, yeah, that's exactly where we're coming. They've always been in the lake, but not that abrupt. I mean, you know, I mean, there's always been some. But when we got that seed down through there with the water flows and stuff, we got a lot of hybrids in the lake. And... So it helps. It sure did. It sure did. I had a guy come in yesterday, and I wouldn't tell you his name, but he came in yesterday and he was all tickled to death, you know, and he'd caught a big fish and everything is. He'd come dragging it in my store, wanting to know what it was, you know. And I said, you know, I really hate to tell you. I said, most people would have throwed that back or whatever. And he said, oh, they would. He said, that's a nice big fish. I said, well, you know, that's a Casper goose. All he knew is he had a nice big fish and all. I did take his picture with it.
How big was it?
Oh, I don't know. It was probably about 7-8 pounds. And it was a nice one and all. I used to have one friend, you know, he retired from the railroad there a lot of years ago, and his wife would crappie fish, and he'd catfish and they'd white bass fish, but they'd catch white bass, and he'd give it to his buddies there at the railroad, you know, that he'd worked with for years. They was always wanting fish, you know, and if he caught one of them Gasper goose in along with it, he'd just fillet it. He said, you know, them guys, they'll never know the difference. He'd mix it in with those whites and all. But probably not too bad. I never have eaten one. But
I've never eaten a gas ragout, so I wouldn't know. I mean, if it's any, I know that, you know, it's a freshwater drum. I know the saltwater drum, when they're smaller, they're really good eating, you know, before they get worms in them.
Yeah, I know. I know, Mickey, when I was about 18 years old, me and my boys, we went fishing on the lake there in New Mexico, and we got caught in a storm. And then, you know, I mean, you just had a we didn't have no live wells or anything like it. We had a wire basket, and we had it hanging over the boat, and we did have some fish in it. But we got in that storm. We pulled in on the backside of a cotton picking island on that lake, and we were just going to set the storm out. And we got to looking around, and we had drug off that old fish basket and lost it with all our fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we built a big old fire out yonder out of driftwood and everything else, and we pulled out them poles, and we went to fishing, and we wound up catching a big old carp. And you know what, Mickey? You cut that carp up and cook him on a stick over the fire and have a bottle of Miller High Life in yonder, and you remember it a lot of years later, I guarantee. That was
remember what, the Miller High Life or the taste of the carp?
Well, the carp or everything, you know. I mean,
right.
When you're hungry, you know.
Yeah. I've never eaten a carp either.
Never eaten a carp. Well, I did that one time, and I guarantee you, you know, it wasn't half bad. It tasted pretty good. Maybe there's more Millers in there than there was carp. I'm not sure about that either. But I know we had a. You know, when you're 18 years old and you're hungry, you know, you're gonna do something. You know, but we did have a good time. We sure did. But yeah, we used to run up and down them rivers there in New Mexico, which the rivers was not nothing like the Trinity. I mean, you know, I mean, they were just kind of shallow, sandy rivers, and we was going down that one of them old sandy riverbeds one day, and we was just a bunch of kids, and we was running down through there, and there was this one lady with us, and she was the mother of one of them boys, and she was a, you know, a pretty large lady, and then, you know, most of them, they wore dresses, and then she fell off in one of them holes. That old dress, it blows up, and she come wading out of that hole and had her dress tucked around her ankles, and she said, "You boys come over here, I got a fish." She done caught a fish just like a big old cast net blooming out and got it, you know. But we had a good time doing a lot of different things when we was kids and all, but... Yeah, we used to go up and down there. We come down one of them riverbanks there one time, and I don't know, I was probably about, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old, but my dad and this other guy was in front, and next thing you know, my dad said, he told us just to stand still. And, you know, I think they killed probably, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 rattlesnakes before we got out of there, but it was in the springtime. And they'd been denned up, and they was coming out, and you didn't know which way to step because it was kind of rocky and brushy and everything else going down that old bank, and they killed a bunch of them snakes. We shot them with a .22 rifle and all, but that was many moons ago. It sure was and all.
Well. All the times we've had in the outdoors, you always remember them.
Yeah, you do. And I'll tell you something else. And I came across some pictures. I was going through my some of my mother's stuff there the other day. I came across some pictures of some deer hunts we used to go on when we was kids. You know, I mean, you know, my dad and his friends, they'd go up there in the mountains there in New Mexico about a week ahead of time. They'd set up a camp, you know, and mother'd pick us up at Friday after school, and we'd take off for a week, and everybody go up and have a big time for a week. And I come across a bunch of those pictures, you know, and, you know, when you're that age, I really thought they was nice deer camps. I really did, Mickey. I mean, not then, they were nice. But I looked at some of them camps, and they was pretty bare bone type camps, I guarantee you. It wasn't really what I remembered in my mind, but now that, you know, I mean, they was, you know, we just had old tents and stuff like that. My dad had this old 2.5-ton truck he used to take up yonder, and he'd use it to haul things in, but, you know, that old truck, it had a steel rail down the side of it that you'd tie things down on, and he had... That one picture, he had all kinds of pots and pans lined up and down that, hanging on that steel rail, you know. And I said, well, that was a primitive outdoor kitchen, you know. But
yeah, it was. Well,
we'd go up there and we'd drink out of mountain streams. I mean, that was, you know, that was before everything got where you couldn't drink it, I guess, or maybe we shouldn't have drank it anyway.
Well, we drank it anyway. It doesn't. Stuff we eat hadn't killed us yet. So, I got to run, my friend. If somebody wants to call you and come up to Pinwall Campground and Marina, give them a number, bud.
Just give us a call up here. It's 936-967-4752. Mickey, y'all have a good day and a good holiday.
Hey, it sounds good. Harry, good talking to you. Have a good one. See you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Harry Detan up on Lake Livingston, Pinwall Campground and Marina.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Here's one. Howdy, gang. Believe it or not, I'm older than Captain Mickey. I would have loved to have been part of your lifetime of campfire circles. You guys are awesome. Dead-eye Ronnie, rolling one in Pearland. Everybody's rolling this morning. I started up a hornet's nest.
No, it's over.
We haven't had many potheads hanging around anymore. I mean, seriously?
I promise you, Sunday, when I cut that key off, if I'd have had some, I'd have twisted one.
Hey, man, this is out of control. Rolling one up, talking about Candy Mountain and Peppermint Park.
This is next level right here, boys.
Oh, here's one from Tony G, man, down in Rockport. Y'all need to crack a window in that studio. What you guys smoking? Roll one up. Oh, my God.
What do you got in this coffee?
He had a picture of a joint on the deal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll never go away.
Listen, Johnny B.
Johnny B.
rolling one.
Yeah, he might be sitting at the kitchen table doing something.
Fire!
This is too good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, Open Line Fun Sunday. All right, let's get to some of these phone lines. We got some eager callers hanging on. All right, first up, out of the box, Mike Smith, Portla Vodka. Mikey?
Yeah.
What's up?
Sunshine, blue skies.
Give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Hey, that's not the way it went, but you were playing my song.
I know that's right.
Anyway, now I got three things to talk about. I'll make it quick. I know you got a lot hanging on. Fishing, hunting, and Leon Napoleon.
I was going to ask you about him if you didn't bring him up, because I gave him your phone number the other day. He called me, and, man, he and I talked for about 30 minutes. What a great guy Leon is, man.
What a heck of a fisherman.
Oh, yeah. Old school all the way, man.
I call him Pinky. Because of what he done to us with those pink corkies.
I know.
Bro, you know, that was fabulous.
What did he win that one year? He won three in a row. He'd never even been to Rockport before and won Rockport. And then
he won Rockport and where else? I don't know. Three in a row.
Yeah,
I
mean, he won three of them in a row, man.
People saying he's got those fish stuck in boxes somewhere or inside a cage in the water. No, man.
Yeah,
he just,
no. Not Leon.
He's very, very honest. Very honest, man. But, I mean, talking to him was a hoot. And when he said his name, he said, you know who this is? And he sounded familiar. And so I said, it's so-and-so. I don't remember who that said. He said, no, it's Leon Napoleon. I said, well, son of a gun. You know, but, I mean, we had a great visit. We talked about some old times as old people. Mickey, we've got to have a reunion.
I know.
While I'm still around.
Well, I've that's
been
true.
A lot of lately, and you know, veterans like myself and stuff. I had a birthday yesterday, and I'm older than you.
Oh, I know you are. You're older than dirt, man.
Oh, watch it.
I'm fixing to kick you to the curb, bud.
Yeah. As a kid, to say, hey, tell me about the Civil War, Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, down there where the bars is open, they come up, and an old boy named Tom drives a hearse, a Cadillac hearse, looks great. Anytime he'd pull up, they'd say, hey, Mike, your ride's here, you know. So, no, but just shooting yesterday sucks. I mean, we got a shower yesterday before noon, you know, which is, you know, dove season down here is the south zone. Started yesterday. Well, the 5th and the 6th is white wing.
Right.
13th is white wing, and then 14th starts regular season. But of all things, we had a shower yesterday before the shoot.
Did that mess it up?
Oh, my God. There was not. We saw birds, but they were way off, and there weren't that many flying. I bet you we didn't see 20 doves. And we've been seeing herds. I mean, literally, you'd sit on the deck and see 100 birds in just an hour or so. You know, easily just out my front
door. Amazing.
You know, I've got cornfields and milo fields just all over here. You know, my pasture backs up against the big milo field. And I shot one shot. And, of course, I'm a two-shot runner. Blaine says shoot your first one in the ground because your second one's the one. No, that's not funny, Mickey. So I started doing it, and it works. But, no, the dust. Man, they just were not flying. And you could hear, you know, we got all the fields around here. And the shots were like late season shooting, you know, where the birds are so smart, they fly so high.
Right.
Ridiculous. It was like that. I bet you I didn't hear 30 shots from, you know, 6 o'clock until 7:43.
Oh, that's so crazy. Being, in, you know, where you're at, I mean, y'all should have just been locking and loading, man.
Oh, we should have been. It was ridiculous. I mean, just, but, you know, that's the way it goes. It's done me like that before. You know, these
oh, yeah. How many times have people been burned on, you know, opening day by rain? You know, and it messes the dove hunting up. It ruins it.
Oh, yeah, because all they got to do is drop down to the ground. They don't have to fly for water or anything. And with all the fields down around here, I mean, my back part of my pasture, I've got several big wheat thatch trees. But I've got dove in every one of my front oak trees. Yeah, I got 21 oak trees in my front yard. I'll plant in a row. And there are dove nests in every one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they put me to bed and they wake me up.
I'll be darned.
Thursday, I went fishing. I got a new favorite fishing lure besides my topwaters. And that's a Bagley's Big O. Chrome, black back, white belly. Old.
Yeah,
lure.
Big O, a crankbait.
Yes, a crankbait. It's a shallow. It's got a square bill on it.
Yeah.
It was made in the 70s.
Yeah, it's a balsa wood bait.
Oh, yes. But it only goes about 3 feet deep. It's got a small square bill on it.
Uh-huh.
It's about 3 feet. And then you chunk that thing out and get a slow roll on it, you know, nice and easy. And then you give it a quick yank. It'll dive down about 3 feet and then start floating up. And you can crank it real slow. It'll go about 6-7 inches under the water and then rip it and let it float back up. Oh, man, those suckers just, the trout love it. I mean, literally love it. And it's the first time I've seen it in probably 20 years is in my freshwater box. I got one of those big Umco tackle boxes.
Umco. I remember them boxes. Umco.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this is a big one. It's got the snaps on the bottom, the latches on the bottom. When you lift it up, you got the large compartment.
Right.
You know, and it's got, I probably got 60 old wooden lures in there, you know, from the 60s and 70s. Well, a lot of them are earlier than that. Dad lost so much during that hurricane, his antique lures. It just, they got them out there somewhere. But
They're in the bottom of Galveston Bay somewhere, silted over.
No doubt. But I guess a fence somewhere and someone picks them up. But, yeah, that thing is just, that's my new favorite bait. It's just unbelievable the way they attack that thing. It seems like every time It was when it was floating up. You rip it to the bottom. You know, it's got a good rattle in it, too.
Uh-huh.
Rip it and just let it float up and just
play. Oh, we used to catch a lot of bass on those back in the day, the Little N and the Big O's.
Those batteries still boss them with. It's just fabulous. I mean, shit. But Jim Bagley, he started his business in 1954 with pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went from there with worms. It just got stupid. But
biggest trout I caught in Baffin Bay one time was on a Bagley finger mullet.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I believe that. They're beautiful baits. Beautiful baits. But,
well, anyway, now you know how we're fishing with these hot rods and lilies. Now they work the way you were working that Big O is real close to the way we work these newer baits, these Barbaletta baits, to catch trout and redfish. Great baits, man.
Oh,
they work.
Oh, yeah, they work. They really work. Talking to Leon was a blast. Dove hunting sucked, and fishing was great. Fuck it up.
Hey, that's all. It's all good.
Yeah.
Everything can't be good at one time.
Yes, it can. I'm just
can, but most of the time it's not.
I'm still waiting on it. But yeah, I may sit out there this evening. I'm definitely going to fish this morning. I think I can go out there and jump in the water now. But
well, good luck to you, and hope you limit out on fish and then limit out on doves. That'll make for a great day.
Well, I've already limited out on women, so.
Yeah, you have. Over your limit.
Really? No lie. No, I just need one more. Just one more. I don't know if that's for a beer, a woman, or a fish, or a deer,
well,
or whatever.
Well, that's the Mike Smith I know looking for that future ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. But, I'll
all
brother.
Right, buddy. Well,
don't
Mike,
forget, need a reunion.
Hey, all right. We'll work on that. See you, bud.
Okay, love you, brother.
Later, man. Take care.
Yeah.
All right, that's Mike Smith down in Port Lavodkai. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment of the Outdoor Show already today. Unreal. Time surely does fly. All right, let's get to our callers. Next up, we got old Kentucky Windage himself, Santa Fe Jim. I just call him the Jarhead. Jim, what's up?
Good morning, Captain.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm working on a 1957 radiator for the International Tractor.
Goodness. That's
and
an old one.
Just soldered up three of the holes in the radiator. That's my neighbor up the street, so... Man, it's nice and cool out.
Yeah, it's a lot cooler this morning. A little bit of that rain all around the area yesterday made a difference. Cooled everything down.
And it's supposed to be, what, like 67 or something Friday?
No, actually, I think we got three mornings are going to be in the lower 60s in Houston along the coast. It'll be a little warmer, but, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I really had a good time up there, Tex.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And his nephew, God bless him, going to the Marine Corps.
Or is that his grandson?
Oh, yeah, probably grandson. I'm sorry.
Yes, his grandson is going to the Marine Corps, yeah.
Yeah. Now, he was a hell of a first mate on there helping granddaughter and everything out, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, when you're on the west side of the Mississippi, you got to go to the Hollywood Marines. When you're on the east side, you go to Paris Island, so.
Yep. Go to Paris east, and if you're west, you go out there to the west coast.
Yep. Now
yeah,
we're
I'm
out there.
Here.
Go ahead.
There's going to be 6 mornings in the 60s after this
one,
starting Thursday morning. Yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. We'll take
Man,
it.
Man, I need a break. Those attics were getting pretty hot there.
I bet they were. That starts to wear on you after a long summer, man.
Yeah, I turned 59 in August, and just got to keep on moving on.
Well, that's all you can do.
Well, how young are you?
I'm 66 right now. I'll be 67 in December.
Okay. I thought Tex, he said it was 72. I thought he was in his 80s.
No, Tex will be 79 this month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's up there. He's still looking good and doing good for his age, I can tell you that.
Well, I can, too. I can verify that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Of course. Hell, it won't be long. Everybody will be hunting. Hunting season's right around the corner. Get a little change in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Friday morning, I had 4.5 days off this weekend because I was on call last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But went out there to the feeder. Didn't look like a lot of activity. And I've been hearing that a lot, that there's no hogs. It's like, are you kidding me? But it is pretty hot, you know.
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
Well, there's
I didn't see it.
You just got to be in the right area because there's no such thing as not enough hogs because there's plenty of them. We're overrun with them.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody up in East Texas, and they're like, they're just dogged out with them. Rutting up yards and everything else. So,
golf courses, yards, I mean, they're destructive animals. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good. All right, well, Jim, you have you a nice Sunday and enjoy the rest of your time off, and we'll go from there.
I'll talk to you. I'll send you a picture of this radiator. It's pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, some old school stuff there.
Yep.
All right, Jimbo. Right, see you, man.
Happy fun Sunday to all the Seacoats.
We are here. We're going to enjoy it. Right, see you, man.
Bye.
All right. That's Santa Fe Jim. Next up, Kayak Dave. Dave, good morning. What's up?
What's up, Nick?
Not a lot. How are you doing?
Yeah, I think I done struck out. I've been sitting trying to get in the Christmas Bay for about the last 30 minutes. There's chocolate milk out there. So I think I might have to go bird hunting with some golf clubs. Either that or get in the marsh or somewhere like Office Bayou, and I don't know if I want to do that. I just might have to pack it in and go. But I did get into some good trout Friday. Got a 25-incher.
Dang.
A couple of, oh, yeah. I mean, they're out there. It's like the surf
somewhere.
Running. Well, you know, the water's super high, and the tide's coming, and you got dolphin and skipjacks. All kinds of trash out there, but some trout mixed up with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also hung into a red that had to be oversized. Never got him in. But anyway, it looked like I struck out on this one. I mean, it is blowing pretty good, and the water's chocolate milk. And
what, the wind come up down there? It was calm earlier.
It ain't thinking about being calm. When I was coming down,
shucks.
Probably right about the time, I should have listened to Hammer this morning. I was probably loading up then, but when I was coming down, it looked like I had a northeast, maybe about 12.
It's 16 right now at San Luis Pass out of the northeast.
Yeah, I'm down right down that way, and but it done muddied up the water. That's what done happened.
Mm-hmm.
Water's muddy, and you don't see all the bait out there either, so I don't want to get out there and play with that. But anyway, that's all I had.
It's 16 at the North Jetty, and offshore out in front of that, the close buoy is 18. So, yeah, it's come up. It was calm earlier, man.
Well, it just happens like this. I think I'm going to check out of here and get Plan B going. But anyway, we'll check with you guys. Y'all take it easy.
We're going to do it.
There's
you
always
take care,
there.
Dave.
All right, man. See you. Oh, by
later,
the way.
Bud. Yeah.
all those 59s and 79s, you got a 69er over here. But anyway, we'll see you guys.
All right, buddy. Later. All right. That is Kayak Day. We got two more callers left, and we might have time for another call if you want care to call in. But let's go to Guitar Dave, see what's check his pulse this morning. Dave, what's up?
Well, my pacemaker's, my trolling motor's working, you know, so I'm here. Man, I heard you talking with Tex, man, and hey, I'm a witness to that Texas Throwdown fish freezer. Yeah, he's got it, and you know, I mean, it's right there, and like I say, he'll take care of you, Johnny, on the spot. And man, I tell you what, that was wow, you know. Oh, but then Captain Mickey, I was thinking too. I know it's been a long time ago when I got to go to Blaine's down to the South Hilton. He's got the throw down a bird and rabbit freezer back here that he gave us some, you know, when we left. So I was like, man, you know, that I'm just what I'm trying to say is all the guides and all the guys that you work with, you know, basically, or you know, and or enjoying the outdoors with, let me put it that way, because I don't know if you can classify it as work. I think it's
joy it's of work. Being out.
Yeah. Well, I know. I apologize. I do. I know, man. I know the behind the scenes, but it's kind of like, you know, once you get out there. No, you I mean, don't get me wrong on that one. But anyway, no. It is, man. You got to keep your batteries good. You got to keep the gas there and boom, 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 boom. But, like, when you do get to do something that you love to do, it works. But then, man, and Texas' grandson, Hunter, I fished with him two different times, and I want to wish him all the luck in the world and thank you for doing, you know, getting in there and pitching in. You know, then, I was glad to hear Mike Smith. Oh, man, I mean, we ain't heard from him in a long time. And then all of a sudden, because his dad, I was right there about two or three days before everything washed away, looking at all of it in his house over there. And then all of a sudden it was gone. You know, so it, like, that's part of history, man, right there.
Hurricane Ike.
Yeah, I remember. Hey, well, Captain Mick. Hey, and, one more thing. Okay, like we were talking about camping out and doing stuff. I remember right there at Stouffville Lake before when you're heading north towards above Stouffville Lake, we'd be on the camping out. And all of a sudden all these police officers / fiddle players, guitar players, they would come in. And my Uncle Lewis, see, we've been out there trot lining all night. And he cut them gar up. And you were talking about gaspergoo, rockfish earlier. And then we caught a few catfish and everything. And now, you know, I was really young back then. But now I understand what he said is that once you batter them up and fry them, you know, people, you know, nobody, we didn't have no complaints, what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, yeah. Hey, Mike, Captain. Hey, I appreciate you, and thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
And, yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Have a good day. Bye. All right, Dave. See you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go to Craig in G-Town. Craig, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Mickey.
Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, just had a little shower here on the island. Feeling really good out. Nice and refreshing.
I saw the few little showers offshore out of Galveston kind of moving towards the coast a little bit. Nothing major, but definitely some pop-ups.
Yeah, makes a nice morning. Well, anyway, I went out yesterday and got my duck blind brushed up, and so I'm all happy. And we're getting ready to head out to Crocker's tomorrow morning. So it's got to get everything packed up and situated, and looking forward for a couple of good hunts.
When are you going up there?
We're leaving tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so, good. Lucky
looks
dog.
Like we got some. Well, yeah.
Lucky dog.
I can't wait. Looks like we're going to have some really good camping weather. The temperatures look great. I think it's supposed to dip down in the 60s at night.
Yeah.
So that'll be all right.
Yeah, and up there with that front that's coming later in the week, it'll even be cooler, you know, in the later part of the week, you know.
Yeah.
With that
heck
front.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, man, we'll be out of here. We'll be looking like the Beverly Hillbillies. If you go for two days or 2 weeks, you still got to take all the essentials. So I got my hands full today. But how are you doing on your end?
Oh, everything's good, man. I couldn't ask for anything better. Life is good.
Good deal, man.
You know, you talk about all the stuff you have to take when you go on a trip like that. It's better to have more than enough than not enough, I can tell you that. We've all been there where you don't have enough.
Yeah. Especially me. Like, if I forget something, I never hear the end of it. But, you know, those little trips to Walmart and Uvalde or something like that gets a little expensive. So,
yeah, it does.
Kitty's got a list. She goes down it twice, three times, and she's pretty sharp on this camping thing. She's a seasoned camper. So I just do what she says and put it in the truck, and we go. And we have a beautiful little camp when we set up, and it's all good.
Well, it's all you can ask for.
I know it.
I'm easy. The older I get, the easier it is for me.
Right.
I'm not as... Doesn't take much to please me.
Just hey man, just sitting out there with a fire and just enjoy Mother Nature. That's all you can
mm-hmm.
do.
Well, and
but anyway.
You're lucky you got a gal that'll hang with you on that too. She can hang in there.
She's four wheel drive, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, man, heck.
Is it windy down there on the island right now? I noticed Kayak Day was talking about the wind came up.
We got about 13 out of the northeast.
Yeah.
I wetted a line yesterday after I put my blind together, and I couldn't get nothing going. We had elevated tides, and the water had about 4 inches of clarity. I was back in the marsh.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's... Reds were blowing up here and there, but I couldn't get them to eat anything. I even put a lily on. He wouldn't touch it. I had a couple of bumps, but that's about it.
Well, they weren't biting if redfish wouldn't eat a lily. I can tell you that.
Right?
They ain't biting. They love those lilies. Jeez.
I even went with a weedless spoon. I couldn't get nothing to go. So
that's what Cliff Webb was talking about yesterday morning. Spoons are they're the go-to bait down there in his part of the woods right now.
Yeah, I remember a guy I met, he's from Rockport, and he was always talking about a weedless black spoon
mm-hmm.
that he always threw down there, and he did real good on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I used it over here in Christmas Bay, a long time ago, and it produced real well. But you don't see those black spoons anymore. I don't really shop for them, but anyway.
Well, you don't see a big selection of spoons anywhere anymore, really. It's like, when
soft
you do
plastics.
Find them, you better get some.
Soft plastics rule the world now, I tell you.
Oh, they do. It changed our fishing for the better.
I tell you one thing I saw yesterday. Loads of people that I don't know where these people are coming from, but they're invaded my area. license plates from Massachusetts.
Really?
Who told you about this place? And I know a guy down there, he lives at the end of the road, and Dr. Gary, and he said, I've never seen this many people down here. And I feel sorry for him. These guys, you know, these are million-dollar homes, and you got all these people walking all over the place and parking on the side of the road. I tell you, if I lived there, I would try to get it closed down. I really would. It's people are driving in people's driveways and backing up, and not good. It really isn't.
Well, we went through that over in my neck of the woods on Trinity Bay years ago on that one end down by Houston Point and Cedar Point where people uh-huh. were, you know, getting access to wade in and wade fish there, and they were just blocking people's driveway. Well, they ruined it for themselves because they had to shut it down. They had to make
it
private.
Well, they put the no parking zones. I mean, it used to be 50 yards from the end. Now it's like, well, I got to walk almost a quarter of a mile to if it's really crowded, a quarter mm-hmm. of a mile back to the ramp. So that shows you how far down.
Oh, yeah.
So it's invasion, man. It's invasion. I don't know.
An invasion. Islanders only.
Right? It ought to be.
I heard that. All right, Craig. Well, you have a good trip up to Crocker's and tell everybody hello for me up there. And y'all have fun. Shoot them up, man. Burn some powder.
I get to see my little granddaughter. We're going to go back through Austin. And I haven't seen my newest granddaughter yet. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And my son will be there.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. Good trip.
Deal. All right, Craig.
Well, happy fun Sunday to all the sickos, and you have a great day, and good show today, man.
Hey, thank you, and we're going to do it, man. Live life to the fullest. You never know when it's gone. All right, buddy.
That's true. All right, man.
See you, man. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Craig and G-Town to wrap it up here at the Outdoor Show. We'll be back next week, Thursday morning, bright and early at 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.